Sample speaking roleplay for nurses. Child hospital admission. Good morning, sir. I'm Jane, the nurse who will take care of your daughter while she is in hospital.
Good morning, nurse.
Her name's Elizabeth, right?
Yes, that's right.
And how old is Elizabeth?
She's just turned 3.
Lovely. And does she have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, one brother and one sister.
And how old are they?
Well, her sister's 5 and her brother's 7.
Okay, great. Now, before I begin, do you have any concerns?
Well, yes. You see, it's the first time for my daughter to stay in hospital, and I'm worried about how she'll cope and settle in. I won't be able to stay with her all the time because I've got the other two children to take care of.
Right, I understand your situation. Hospitalisation can be stressful for a child, and so we try to maintain their normal daily routine as much as we can. Let me reassure you that our staff are highly trained and we will take very good care of your daughter.
Oh, thank you, nurse. That's a relief.
Now, I would like to ask you some questions about her daily routine so that we can devise a nursing care plan. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
And what can you tell me about her bedtime habits?
Well, my daughter usually wakes up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. And does she have an afternoon nap?
Yeah, she sleeps from about 2 to 3 in the afternoon.
Okay. And what time does she go to sleep at night?
About 7 o'clock. We usually read her a story before she goes to bed.
Great. That is good to know, because we can do the same for her here as well.
Oh, that sounds good.
And what kind of food does she like?
Well, she's a bit of a fussy eater, but she likes cereals for breakfast and usually we make little sandwiches for lunch.
And for dinner?
Well, she likes to eat soup. Sometimes we give her rice or pasta, some chicken or fish, for example.
Okay. And is there anything she doesn't like?
Well, she doesn't like peas or broccoli.
Yeah, that's pretty normal for young children. I've made a note of that. Well, I can tell you that we have a great range of nutritious food, specially designed for her age group. So I'm sure she'll be very happy with that.
Oh, good.
And is she able to feed herself?
Yes, she is. She just needs a bit of help cutting the food up into small pieces.
That's fine. I'll arrange a nurse to help her with that. We'll make sure that she eats well and we'll keep up her fluids too. Now, is your daughter fully toilet trained?
Well, sort of. During the day, she can go to the toilet by herself, but at night time, she usually wears a nappy.
Okay, we'll look after that and we can provide a potty for her as well. Now, does she have any favourite books or toys?
Yes, she does. I brought her favourite teddy bear with us and some of her picture books.
Oh, great. We also have special rooms where children can play games, watch TV, or play with other children. I assure you that she won't get bored here. There are plenty of things for her to do. If you want, you can bring her sister and brother in to visit her as well. I'm sure she'd like that very much.
Yes, she would.
Now, do you have any questions so far?
Well, I'm just wondering, what are the hospital's visiting hours?
Oh, yes. Well, our visiting hours are usually between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. But if you want to stay overnight, we can arrange a sleeper chair in a special visiting room.
That'd be great. I'd like to stay with her if I can. Can't you have visitors early in the morning?
Well, we prefer not before 11 a.m, but after that is fine.
Okay. Well, there's one more thing I wanted to mention.
Oh, yes? What's that?
You know, Elizabeth is afraid of the dark, and I'm just worried that if she woke up at night, you know, she might feel quite scared.
Well, we only dim the lights at night, so it will not be dark. And we have staff on duty all through the night, so if she does wake up, we'll be there to comfort her.
Oh, good. That's a relief.
And as I mentioned before, you have nothing to worry about. Your daughter is in very good hands. I'll come back later. If you need me, just press the buzzer, okay?
Okay. Thanks, nurse.
I'll see you later.